There's been a little bit of chatter about some big news in the wheat industry. Kim, let's talk about it.
Well, the last couple of weeks, we've got a 50-cent move in that KC July contract. And additional good news is that the basis, which had been declining, a nickel here and a nickel there over the last couple of months, it's held steady. And so essentially, the potential harvest price and the forward contract price for 2016 has increased about 50 cents a bushel.
So what's really driving that rally?
Well, that's the $64,000 question. There was some chatter about India. There was about 220 million bushels in storage that they can't find in storage. So, and that, if that's the case, that could lower our world ending stocks from 8.8 billion down to 8.6. So a little bit, but really not much. I think it's the result of maybe more freeze damage in Oklahoma and Kansas. I think it may be that the world's realizing that, you know, Ukraine had 20% less planted acres. Russia production may be down 9%. You've got these little pieces of news that are negative supply-wise that may they haven't come to fruition yet. We're not to the harvest yet, but they may be saying, hey, this is changing the odds of 2016-17 world wheat production, and the odds are increasing that it's going to be less than we expected, say, a month or two ago.
So why is there such a gap in the projected and then what they're finding out now?
Well, it's, you know, you go with what has happened in the past.
Right.
And really, the current situation is the best predictor of tomorrow's situation, at least it's the foundation. And when you've had out of the last 5 or 6 years, you've had 5 or 6 record wheat crops every year, and still a large one projected this year. Well, it's just hard to change that psychology that you're going to have high production.
Right.
That low production is a possibility.
And all of this rain and moisture we've had across Oklahoma, what has that done to the projected wheat price?
Well, you'd think that the rain says, oh, hey, more bushels, because rain makes grain. And that, I think, is also good news, because we've had this price rally right with and on top of and after this rain came down and improved our crop conditions. I'm getting excited, but we're excited. The futures price is about $5, 65, 70 cents off of that for a forward contract. You're still at 430, 440 harvest price, which is relatively low. But when you've been looking at $4 or less, 430, 440 looks better.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.